We're speaking with Kama Mitchell, the artistic director and queen doula of Rooted in Kalamazoo. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'd like to talk about the new Black and Brown Therapy Collective that's being initiated by the Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformative Kalamazoo, TRHT initiative. First of all, what is your involvement in this project, and what exactly is it?
Well, my involvement with TRHT, Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation, is I was trained as a racial healing circle practitioner in the fall of 2017, and then I became a lead practitioner helping to train new practitioners the end of last year, fall of 2019. And so as a lead practitioner, we are always talking about different ways to incorporate the work across sectors. And we heard about Shalana Lewis, the director of TRHT, heard about a program on the east side of the state where a woman of color therapist was garnishing funds to store to help pay for uninsured people of color, specifically Black people on this side of the state, to connect them with people of color, Black therapists, and having like a pocket of money for her to pull from to pay the therapist so people had access to therapy that might not otherwise have access. And Shalana Lewis thought that was a really phenomenal program. And so she invited her to speak with us as leads in the work here in Kalamazoo. And we felt like it was really great. Kinlana Ferguson, who is the co-chair in the advisory board along with Shalana Lewis, was at the table, and they were so excited. We just decided to try to garnish funds to start a pilot project like that here in Kalamazoo County. And so it started as an advisory council, having talks about what it would look like and organizing ourselves. And we did that for about 2 months, just showing up together and talking about the needs of our community, what people are saying and what we might offer. And Shalana asked our organization that I founded, Rooted, to be the fiduciary and kind of host the project, because it's very much in value alignment with some of the work that we do. And so that's how we got involved as an organization.
And we're talking about helping people who've been the victims of or who have experienced racial trauma. Exactly what are we talking about there?
Various forms of racial trauma. I think specifically folks who have experienced racial trauma in violent situations around gun violence and the criminal justice system, specifically the ones that have had even more recent trauma, to be a resource for those folks to kind of process through it rather than carrying it and feeling like there's no help for them. We're really focusing on folks who have experienced that kind of trauma, racial trauma, either through the criminal justice system, the health system, mental health too, things like that, where the institutions that people are seeking help from or need support from are predominantly, has been sometimes by default, they're experiencing some trauma there. But specifically the gun violence that is always prevalent in so many communities. And we're hoping after the 3-month pilot that this becomes a way of being for our county and our community, that we're always going to be finding money to support the work, and that it's always available, and we can expand even further to folks who just need therapy outside of specific traumas that might have happened to them.
Is it difficult for people who suffered this kind of injury to find people qualified to help them in this way?
I think so. I think that there's a lot of great resources here in the community and some really great therapists. But to find your reflection, cultural reflection or lived experience reflection in a therapist is a little bit harder. And so sometimes when you're speaking about some racial trauma or some violent trauma, it's easier to talk about it with someone who might have had similar life experiences or know someone in their family, and just kind of like a cultural recognition of what that looks like to kind of be a Black body in some of the you know, historically white institutions.
When you're working with someone who has undergone an experience like this, is that kind of therapy substantially different from, you know, therapy in other areas, or is it just sort of an adjustment of, you know, general practice?
I think different, no, but I think maybe the perspective might be very similar of the actual humans that are interacting. So I think that most of the therapists that we would use in this program, this pilot project, would probably come from very similar schools of thought as we are in the Western world, and Western psychology is the overarching school of thought. So I think what people are going to get is the same kind of therapy, talk therapy specifically, but the reference point of perspective will probably allow the client to open up a little bit more, to be more at ease, to speak a little more freely than they might not have opportunity or feel safe to do with a therapist that they can't really relate to. This is something we've heard that has happened to some folks in our community. And it's also as part of the stigma around mental health therapies for Black and brown people, is they don't want to go see a therapist because they don't feel like that therapist will really understand where they're coming from, because they can't find or know any therapists of color.
After the 3 months, if the project is considered a success, then will it continue, or does that depend on funding and things like that?
Yeah, we're really hoping. My board of directors is very optimistic and think it's a great idea, as do a lot of constituents in the community we've been talking to. So we're really hoping that we will find funds to continue the work indefinitely.
Right now, is it being supported by a grant from the Community Foundation?
Yes, we got a grant from the Community Foundation, and then we actually got funds from TRHT's endowment. So TRHT has a bit of an endowment beginning, and we got funds from them too to kind of hit our benchmark to run it for 3 months.
And has the 3 months already started, or when will it begin?
Yeah, it starts today, actually.
Well, it's very timely, though.
We are getting it together. We should have a web page up by Friday, so referrals can come through the web page. Community members can come through the web page, and we're hiring a coordinator to coordinate the incoming calls of community members and referrals and connect them to our database of therapists.
Yeah, and I assume there would be a link on Rooted's webpage as well.
That's right. Yep, we're building it now. Hopefully it'll be up by Friday.
So, well, thank you again so much for speaking with us about this interesting and important project.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.